Blog Talk Radio. The cars are lying. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Because I dropped the call a while ago when you clicked me on, God dog, I fell off, so
it's
in my apartment. It's got, I got bad. I'm, when I get through here, I'm going to go up there and tell them to put me on another tower because it's got
right.
some bullshit going down. I'm like that song I used to sing. It's some bullshit going down.
Yeah,
brother Drew, this is the beginning of knowledge. It is the most powerful knowledge that's out here in ancient history as we speak, because what we have to deal with now is what white folks had called, told us, and had and got all us spooks and jigaboos in America. I know about this African American because that's what he had labeled us until we found out better, Brother Drew. What we finna study is he told us not to study because it was hoodoo and voodoo, and that's ancient astrology, astronomy, and the stars, the suns, and the different moons that we see when we go out and look into the skies of the Shamanes, as it was called in the other, not the heavens, but the Shamanes. That heaven is the word that got you messed up through religion. But what we're going to talk about is the story that's written in every nation of people, and we're going to show how it's written in the Bible up under codes. But this ancient story of the Anunnakis and the reptilians, it's time for that story to be told, Brother Drew. We know that Brother Yawk went in the Kabbalah and got the story out of there a long time ago, back in the 1960s. We've been having the story since 1960. But due to the fact that we were so ignorant, the multitude of us were so ignorant that we couldn't understand the story because we were conquered by the white man's religion of Christianity, of Paulinian Christians. And it wasn't time either, Brother Drew, because as we studied, we found that the awakening of the people deals strictly with DNA, and that this knowledge wakes up at a certain time period. And you can't rush it. It's always be on time for you to waken up of the knowledge that you need to know at a certain period in time. That's the way this, we found out that this is the way things work with this history of the nations of people that's here on earth. Because first thing that we would ask ourselves a question to get to the study of the Anunnakis and the reptilian, we first have to ask ourselves a question: where do we live? Now, that's very interesting, because the only way that we're going to know where we live is we have to study a subject called astronomy. We have to study the stars, the moons, the sun, and the planet, because where we live is a planet that is a star that's traveling 1,150 miles per hour amongst other stars in a galaxy of many stars and dead stars and planets where other beings live. And I did say beings because we are classified as beings. Now, it just so happened that on the planet, the ninth planet, you have 12. When you study astrology and the stars, you have 12 major planets. And when we study with the ancient, we'll go back into the ancient names. Earth was called Tiamat. In the ancient knowledge, when we go back to the ancient knowledge, and Venus was called Labama, Mercury Muma, Jupiter Kisha, Neptune Ea, and you had the new orbit, which we're in right now. Well, these 12 major planets, and they are Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Jupiter, and Pluto in this language. And off you see there between Earth and Mars, you see, which they call in the ancient Kingsha, which is the moon. And the sun, which shine down on all of these planets is called APSN in the ancient astrology, when you go into the ancient astrology. Now, on Earth, Mars, Jupiter, and Titan, Neptune, Pluto, it's life forms. It's beings that live there. And the beings that was in the 19th galaxy, according to the old story, the Anunnakis lived in the 19th galaxy, which would be, when we study in the ancient, would be just between Mars and Venus and Earth, which we call right now. We'll go into this language so we understand a little bit better. According to the old story, the mother and father of a planet called Razu, R-I-Z-O, which would be in the new orbit. According to the old scrolls, it says that Amanya and Abanya was the mother and father of this galaxy, of these people. Now, we're dealing with beings. They say that they were in trouble because of depleting of the ozone level. The ozone level was depleting three times as fast because they had come into three suns orbit at a certain time of year. All three suns shine on the planet at the same time. This called major damage to the planet. The conditions of the planet had become so intolerant that he had to flee the planet. And when he scattered out for metals and other resources such as gold in order to repair the dwelling atmosphere there, he set up a base on Mars. And on the dark side of the moon, also known as Kingsford. This is what the old story says. Here on these bases, they are sending 30-mile-long crafts to transport the minerals. We collect these bases have been reactivated by human beings from Earth and extraterrestrials from other planets. There's a group of humans on Earth called the Brain Team who are being taught by extraterrestrials how to communicate telepathically and use their mind for mental wars. The planet Mars has been the center of attention for many years. Now, we're going to bust who these people, this Brain Team is. It's very easy to bust their ass now. Kind of hard in 1965 and 66 when we started entertaining this shit, Brother Drew, but now we bust their ass open like a goddamn cap now because we done lived in a time period where we can see now. The planet Mars has been the center of attention for many years. And the reason I went into this study, it just so happened this week, Mars, they found what? Water on Mars. But see, here's what you have to understand, that where we land on Mars, that's on the surface. That's the surface. That can't nothing live on the surface. When you ask yourself, where did you live on Earth? Yo, we don't live on the surface, Brother Drew. We live deep in the core of the Earth, what is known as the infirmities, where we have water above and water below. And we also have two moons now. You've been seeing two moons since 1960, and a sun, and you have two suns, and now we're coming into black moon suns because of where we orbiting right now. See, we got to understand we ain't bullshitting going through space. 1,050 miles an hour, you in 24 hours, look how many miles that you done traveled through space, traveling in 24 hours, how many miles you done went through space that you don't even know that you're going, because gravity holds us down. You have to understand how gravity works on this planet. That's another subject called physics. You had to know many, many subjects to get the truth, the knowledge. You know, like we studied many subjects, Brother Drew. It ain't a damn subject under the word ology that you and I in the group, the dream team, I'll call it, has not done. If we now notice that in 1995, it is in the media more than ever before, since 1995 all the way up until this week where they discovered water down in the core. Now, that ain't on the top, that's down in the core where the people that live on Mars, the Martians, they live in the core. Because you had to understand why they live in the core the same way why we live in the infirmities. It's because of a galactic war. When the Anunnakis dropped a bomb, blowed Mars to face the Earth, that's really the dead, it was a dead planet right now, because they killed the inhabitants. Some of the inhabitants got away when they went into the core, down into Mars, the core of Mars, going in caves and stuff. And we have caves right now, brother, right now in the infirmity that beings live down in these caves now. That's another good lecture of what lives in the caves of Europe and the South Pole. And Admiral Beale and John Forrestal, we studied what they said they live down there. We find out, understand how they got, how can you jump out of, commit suicide in Walter Reed Hospital on the 15th floor. them two admirals committed suicide, so they say, when they wrote a book on what they see. But it wasn't time for this knowledge to come out. They don't give a damn now about it coming out, because we're in a certain time period where we finna, and I'm giving another 10 years, you'll see a being come out of the sky, because we're in the orbit that we're in right now. You'll see something that have made a lot of movies about, they people. The reptilians have, because the reptilians have took over Earth as we speak right now. And these people are Martians. These are the Martians that when they got in this war with the Anunnakis, the Martians did, they sent out planes, and when they planes, that they spaceships that they had sent out, they hit Earth. They crash landed the Earth in the northern hemisphere and bred with the children of the Anunnakis. The Anunnakis had put us down here to breed. That's all human beings, people of color. They put us down here to mine the silver and gold and to replenish this earth and be carekeepers of this earth, so they could transport the gold that was the minerals, like, to replace where they came from, the ozone level. And I mean, I find that very interesting, because the ozone here, planet, is done got in the same shape that the, when you read the history of the Anunnakis, the people that came here, the people that all human being, people of color, that's me and you, Brother Drew, are the children of, because we're created in the image of the them who is the Anunnakis only in mind, not in body. You had to have this body to live in this atmosphere. He created his mind. You had to understand that the Anunnakis dealt only with telepathic. They was people that was in bodies, but they was only mind. The body was just like a outer covering for a spaceship that you walk around in certain atmosphere. The mind will burn up in this atmosphere if it's here just by itself, is because it's electro energy you can't see. It's just like telepathic, clairvoyance, psychomatic, and intuition. Those are four senses you have, but they masculine senses. You have electro and magnetic. These are electro energies, and then magnetic energy is feminine energy. That's what you can see. When we can see each other, we're seeing nothing but females walking around. You have a hybrid, which is a male, but everything you see is female because that's energy field, electromagnetic. It's magnetic energy. So in essence, everything you see and that you can see is feminine, and everything that is feminine, it will die that you can see. Everything that you can see, it is dead. It is not alive, and it is an illusion, because the only thing that's alive is your mind, and your mind was put through a test. You had to understand how these people was dealing only strictly with a mind, the Anunnakis. They was mind people. They had mind, but the reptilians, when they came here to Earth, took over the minds of the people, and you can see that. Now, in 1995, it is in the media more than ever before, they were setting up bases on Mars. When scientists discovered the face on Mars back in 76, when photos taken off of the surface of Mars proved that there were water on Mars, that means life. So you can see that the reptilians, which is a Germanic race of people, is the only race of people on Earth that's trying to go back to Mars. That's where they come from. They was trapped down here, but they have conquered down here through religion. And you had to know that. There were canals and waterways, photos of the Earth, of the planet Mars, on July 20, 1976. The Viking 1 took a photo of an odd-looking plane in the plains of Caledonia on its 35th orbit. Frame 35872 showed what looked like a Mawa human race, which became known as the face of Mars. NASA kept this quiet and wrote it off as an artist of light and shading. Viking 2 landed September 3, 1976, 1,800 miles away from Viking 1. Space engineer Vincent Deport and Greg Mullen later checked into the Viking photo files that discovered that 35 days later, on a different orbit in Sunheim, the Viking had caught the Martian sinks of frame 70813. The engineer enhanced the photo and came to the conclusion that the face was of artificial origin. A scientist who used to work for NASA made a claim that a place on Mars called Kainu has the ruined Martian city full of pyramids, which are symmetrical aligned with the faces and the larger five-shade pyramids here on Earth. I find that very interesting. Scientists was been trying to tell it, and black folks been hollering that this what we done seen and made them voter. They saying they made it in the movies out in Hollywood. That's bullshit. You can say they made it if you want to, because you don't know what the hell you're dealing with. You're dealing with a Martian that has become humanized to the point where he won't kill your goddamn ass no more as quick as he used to would kill you, that he's become halfway civilized to the point of the Anunnakis, but not totally. But he's trying to get back home. See, he's trying to get back home, and he found water Wednesday at his home, he said. And they had it all on the news and everything that he done found water. See, he in a hurry because he know that we're in the atmosphere of the Anunnaki. He in a hurry because he know that when they get in the atmosphere of the Anunnaki, well, the Anunnaki is going to knock his ass, the kingdom, because he's going to kill his ass on Earth. But a lot of people are going to die on Earth because the Anunnaki will attack Earth this time. When we get in a certain position, when we get in a certain atmosphere in a time zone from the east side of the west, this is what the scriptures say, what is coming out of the east in the west. From the east side, we should be able to look in the east, and out of the east, out of the eastern skies, we would be able, some of us would be able to see it. And I know you say, Brother Drew, you want to see this shit. You're going to see Abanya and Amanya, who is the Anunnakis, and we are the children of them, come kill out this reptilian force, mind force that's here on Earth, and all the children of the Anunnakis that keep the mindset, and he's going to kill your ass too. They're going to kill your ass. You're not dealing with Abanya. You're dealing with Amanya, the creator. See, and you had to understand that it is told to you in many, many, many history books about Amanya, this female, they call her a female deity, not a god, but a deity, when you read in the history books. Now, if you go to Psalm 68 and 4 in your King James Bible, it clearly tells you that the God of Heaven's name is J-A-H, but that was translated out of I-A-H. And that IAH was translated out of YAH. To give you more proof, at the 119 Psalms of the Bible is a language. That language is called Hebrew. You take the vowels out of that language, and you have the ancient language, and you will have YAH. So the God of Heaven, the Bible tells you, is YAH. Now, that's a funny thing, Brother Drew, because the definition of heaven, according to etymology, definition, ain't what the goddamn preacher tell you. Because heaven is a state of mind, according to the dictionary. But the niggas, the niggas say that heaven is a place where they're going to have golden slippers and silver slippers. They're going to sit around and party all day long. They ain't going to have to have no transportation, because they're going to have wings. Jesus is going to give them some wings, and they're going to fly around heaven, not have to work and do a damn thing. All they have to do every day is party, shout, get the Holy Ghost, foam in the mouth, jump up and down and speak in tongues and be with sweet Jesus. That's what they say heaven is. But that's what the Christians say it is. But when you go look up the word heaven in the dictionary, it says a state of mind. I find that very interesting that some black people will let some people fool their black ass in 2015. Now, in 1870, when they give this shit to our forefathers, my forefather was born in 1840 and died in 1960 when I'm a freshman in high school. My great-great-grandpa, who was a half-breed, who was a Crow and a Jew, he was born before 1870, Brother Drew. And when this bullshit religion was given to somebody with a face looked like ours was 1870 with the 13th and 14th Amendment, and white folks agreed that they would let us be emancipated slaves. We took a Christian name and we could take up Christianity as our religion. You was forced, that shit was forced on our forefathers. Great, great grandfather. When that shit happened.
Your phone breaking up.
Oh, okay. You hear me now? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, see, so when we go back and look at history, we have a pretty good teaching right now, Brother Drew, when we go back and ask ourselves questions and get the answers, see. And in ancient markers of incoming extraterrestrials, all of these markings is all over Europe. And another thing, Brother Drew, they started off with me. I'm a little older than you, with Buck Rogers, which they said was science fiction. So what was science fiction was actually the history of the Germanic race of people who had been conquered by the Martians. And see, this is where we have to understand that the Martians that's here on Earth right now is the people that don't look like us. And
yeah.
These are called
the Martians.
Yes,
I like to share a story when you get time. But actually, I got a visit. It was 2 years ago. And I'll tell you about it when you pause.
And see when we go back and see, we can see all of this because we got dates right now when these people trying to get back to where they are going. And so what you got to understand is all of these stories like Stargate, these stories, Stargate, Independence Day, this other story, Alien, with this female and how they bred. But they done showed us everything. I'm not breaking up, I'm a Brother Drew.
No, I hear you.
Okay. See, all of the movies that they done showed us, the alien bred with this female, well, that happened. And what's so funny about it is, let's go to the Bible. The Bible that every spook that in America believe in, it's right there. It starts at the 6th chapter of Genesis. They tell you the move of how the 6th chapter of Genesis, how these gods came out of the Shamans into the north country, bred with Japheth's children. And then they came out of the north country and started conquering the Anunnaki's people, which was the human beings on earth. And the first tribe that they were successful in conquering was the Davidian tribe. And we can go into the Bible at the 6th chapter of Genesis, and let's go in there and entertain it a little bit and see when it tell you about. Now, the word that they are used, Brother Drew, in Hebrew is Nephilim, N-E-P-H-I-L-I-M. They use Nephilim or reptilian. And when you study in the Kabbalah and different books, forceful is a good word. The value of the story of the Nephilim, it lies in the fact that this is a forgotten history, holds the answers of many questions that has been asked about in the scriptures. Just a few of the points of enlightenment is why the flood came. Why was Noah chosen? Why is told to slaughter certain Canaanite people, the men, the women, and the children? And Saul didn't do this. Why was told to kill all of these people? These was the Nephilim. These was the people that was the reptilian. Saul didn't kill them. You know the story. The story is all is there. And it came to be when Adam began to increase in the face of the ground, and the daughters was born to them, and the sons of the Elohim, so the Kabbalah reads, saw the daughters of Adam, they was good, and they took wives for themselves to all whom they chose. This is what happened to the children of Japheth, of this mountain. See, the 6th chapter of Genesis actually should be the 1st chapter of Genesis. See, the timeline, the Bible is out of order. You know, we already know that, but I'm just telling the people that's listening that don't know. It's out of order. The 6th chapter of Genesis should be the 1st chapter of Genesis. Because this here is the 3rd creation story. This is the 1st creation story that you find. There's 9 creation stories in the book of Genesis. The creation story that we're living up under that history starts at the 10th chapter of Genesis, and not with the Adamites is all dead at the 10th chapter of Genesis. You had to understand that when you're talking Bible, you're talking about the beginning of the Adamites. Adamites came at 4004 B.C., August the 23rd at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the morning. It's when the Archbishop Ursus said that the Adamites came to Earth. They have the time and everything that they came to Earth. And if we go and read these scriptures, it'll tell you that it came to pass when the sons of men began to increase on the earth and daughters was born to them, that was in the first year of the Jubilee of the angels of Elohim looking on them and saw that they was beautiful, and they took wives from them, many of them was chosen, and they bore them sons, and they became. See, the reason they became giants is because mixing of the sea. When they mixed the sea, this Martian, which was a reptilian, well, these children became giants. This is same as you. When you mix your seed with the white man, you became African American. You were first African, then you mix your seed with an American, and you became an African American amongst a whole lot of name changes in your future. But when we go into the chronological, if you want to do some deep studying on this, Brother Drew, you go into the 2nd chapter of Deuteronomy, bring you up on the genealogic and the chronological study of who the people are today. And that's what we had to understand about story that has been given to us, that this about this story of the Anunnakis and the reptilians. So you have learned so far that the Anunnakis, who is Abenyah and Amenyah, we are the children of these people from the 19th galaxy. This is not, they put us here, dropped us off here, and was looking for a place to find, and then the Martians came down and they had a galactic war with them. All of this has been portrayed in movies, motion fiction movies. I get all the movies together next week to let you go see, but a lot of you that got knowledge already know. The inner son, excuse me, ask ourselves a question. Did the earth in between the firmaments, meaning that there's water above and water below, and this is, we live in between these waters, Brother Jew, and people don't understand when you live in the affirmative. I mean, exactly where do we live in here on Earth? We have to know all of these things to understand that what's going on. And what we have been told through a period of 140 years, from 45 years to be exactly, everything a white man has told us is a goddamn lie. Now, we ain't mad at him, but you got to get out of his thinking, his way of life, and his thinking, and go back to who you are. He going to be here. He going to be here. Till the mothership comes, and he done already told you that the mothership is coming. Go up on the, pull up Mount Graham, G-H-R-A-M, like Billy Graham's name, Mount Graham. Pull that up, do a search on it, y'all. You youngsters know how to do that on them computers. Pull Mount Graham up and look at the name of the new telescope that they got trying to see the mothership coming. It's called Lucifer. And it's mighty funny that the Pope is in charge of this telescope. He was checking out all the nation of people. The Pope, see, the Pope got the same books that we got, Brother Drew. He knows the same thing that we know, but he ain't telling nobody about it. He only tells the certain people know the through the bloodline. You had to understand this reptilian bloodline, and that's further on down in this lecture when we start defining who is this bloodline of the reptilians. Now, it's easy because everybody that's in charge of every nation of people is bloodline to the pure reptilian. See, you have a pure reptilian just like you have a pure Anunnaki. We are pure Anunnaki, the children of Yah, Brother Drew. It's in our DNA. It had to come back into existence. We are the true people of these people because we are remembering back the beginning of what's going on right now. And so we can only remember that because of what it had to be in DNA. You already know that, me and you know that, because what the fuck is me and you knowing what we know now? Hell, we wasn't that damn smart. We ain't this damn smart to know this. Some shit waking up in our body that make us speak this knowledge. The same shit that I've been knowing all my life, and neither could I explain it when I first entertained it, but why can't I explain it now? Is it a coincidence? Oh, hell no. It's time. That's what it was when you plant this. Let's walk through this million of years ago when a mothership called Nibiru was coming through our solar system. There was an accident. The Anunnakis, who was aboard the craft called Nibiru, was on its normal route, which is the planet Eta, meaning the heavenly one, today known as Uranus, not original part of your solar system, suddenly came from behind the planet Ea, which means he who houses water, today known as Nibiru, tried to avoid hitting Uranus. Nibiru veered off and collided with the planet Marduk, also known as Vulcan, and later became known as the Lost Planet. The beings of Marduk assumed that they was being attacked and sent out four fighter ships after Nibiru. After four fighter ships was also known as the Four Winds, North, South, East, and West Winds. Nibiru put up its four magnetic force fields and destabilized these four ships, and they move on as four powerful winds with the planet ship Nibiru. When Nibiru released the four ships from this force field, the craft called the North Wind was lined directly for the planet Tiamat, meaning made of life, which we call Earth. Upon the impact of the North Wind, it caused Tiamat to split in two parts. The North Wind then became back across, scattered the half two pieces, making comets to which Halley's Comet is one, and asteroid is known as we call it today. The East Wind bores a hole in the upper half of Earth after the North Wind has already split the Earth in two. This caused the upper half of Earth to wobble in its orbit, setting large portion of it on fire. The South Winds then crashed into Tiamat, creating the Great Grand Canyon, as we know. The West Wind, also called the Evil Winds, tore into the center and gorged out a large hollow space of the center of Tiamat. The West Wind became a tremendous, large hole space, which we call the vortex now. And you had to understand this. Heat waves through the North Pole away from the planet, creating the Northern Lights, which is called the Aurora. These lights are solar flares or sun flares. The ball of light in the center of Earth was called Aspen, meaning one who exists from the beginning. Three other lost ships launched off Nibiru created a energy force at 19.5 degree angle across the new half of Earth, which was the hole through it, and was placed inside Tiamat. The sun traveled through the great hole called the Abyss. You remember the movie called The Abyss, where a distance of 3,963 miles to the center of the half of the newly formed planet called Earth. The West Winds became the inner sun. This was how the center sun, also known as the Black Sun, came into existence. The Black Sun really isn't black. It gives the appearance of a black sun because it is the same when the eclipse of the sun and the aurora of the sun behind it shine. I know that I have said some very, very strange stuff, and this is why you have to, that's why we studied a year. We had to repeat this over and over. Remember, Brother Drew? You there, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I'm still here, Brother Warren. Yeah,
you remember how we had to read this stuff over and over, because it's hard to believe something that has been taught to us that it was science fiction, but it ain't. And that's the reason in the Bible it says your eyes ain't seen in years. When that day comes, you don't want to see what's coming out of the east, is because people on Earth just can't imagine that there is other beings out there. Only a small few of us realize this knowledge of old ancient knowledge, and you had to know that what cycle you in right now, because every 2,400 years, which consists of four cycles, these cycles are divided into 6,000 years. Well, this is known as an equinox, and we just gone through the minor equinox, but due to the fact that white people, the reptilian, the Martian, started time all over 4,004 B.C., and you got a B.C. and an A.D., he started time all over. Then he changed time in 57 with Eisenhower. So you wouldn't know what time it is and be out of sync of time to not even know that what's going to happen to your ass to come. That's going to be a shock to you. Only a pitiful few of us would know what a shock is. If I ask ourselves a question, what is a vortex? Well, let's go into the dictionary, and it says a whirling mass of water that sucks everything down in the center, a violent whirl of air, a cyclone. Well, what's that name? Guam? Guam, whatever you call him. They done renamed this new one Guam. Well, you looking at a vortex right now, in case you don't know these vortex that open up. Since we are dealing with time and not water, it would pertain to air or space. However, the same principle of time applies with a tunnel instead of a whirlpool. Since 1943, every 10 years, the vortex opened. When this happened, all types of bins come in and out of here. There are more chances now than ever before of you being snatched left and right. You can get caught in time. So in the year 1953, 1963, 1973, 83, 93, 2003, the vortex are open. And you can see the vortex in 2003, the vortex opened 3 years after new one take off on it to return. And so these vortex that's opening, look at your weather. You can tell by your weather of when you get in the wrong atmosphere, when you get close to the Anunnakis. We got this history back here to tell you about these vortex. They open. You got sinkholes opened up. You got wildfires. You got all kinds of weather problems that's going on right now because reptilia has taken over the world. How you know when reptilian take over the world, homosexuality would be at the peak all over the world, not in the United States, all over the world. Three-fourths of the world as we right now is either gay, lesbian, or bisexual. As we speak, three-fourths of the world's population is that. To the standpoint, every country that you name, all but the Muslim country, say it's all right. Now, the Muslims say it ain't all right, but they'll believe me, they got their homosexuals. All you, we talk about them dancing boys on one, we'll do a show on them dancing boys. So you can go up and pull up. All you have to do is go up and pull up, ask the Google the Muslims that is gay that dance, and they'll put you right on it if you want to know. They say they ain't got them, but they do. The reptilian done conquered every nation of people that's colored people through religion. If you got a religion, then goddamn it, you got the reptilian. And this is what you have to know. And when these vortex done open up and these other beings done come through, they walking. They walking around here on Earth, and they have came from all of those planets that I open due to the simple reason of the opening of the vortex. Now, how did the opening of the vortex start? Bombs, especially with the – if you notice, Brother Drew, when they set off them two bombs, Well, then look at all from the time 45, 46 right now to 57. Look at all the illegal, the spacecrafts and UFOs and shit that came back.
So you're saying they make an explosion in space?
Oh yeah, that explosion opened up the vortex. You know, the atom bomb when they Hiroshima and Nagasaki. If that looks like that 1942, you got Tesla. But when they when them two bombs blowed open, you got incident. If you go from 1945 to 1959 and put in UFOs, I got a book on all the UFOs when they were spotted. It was during that period of time after that bomb went off, they opened up them vortex, and they got it.
They sending off bombs now in space.
Right. They sending off bombs now in space. See, the reptilian and the Pope is the head, the Pomus Maxima. He ain't the Pope. He's the head of the he's the head reptilian. And that's the reason he said, if somebody from outer space come, you remember in his tour, he told the people, if somebody from outer space come, he would put them in a church. He would give them mass. He would give them the mass that they got. Well, hell, why he's saying that is he knows that we're in the reptilian's atmosphere now. We have to go through the reptilian atmosphere to get to our father's atmosphere, the Anunnakis. But they have spotted this big old black spaceship, Nubium, Amun-Ra coming on that big spaceship. They done already spotted that, so you go up there and pull up Mount Graham, they'll let you know that they got this telescope called Lucifer. They got his ass out there looking for Amun-Ra to come. Of course, they don't know exactly when they're going to get in that atmosphere, but we in the atmosphere now, the reptilian. How you know that is when you're in the atmosphere of the reptilian, then the world would become homosexuals. They would become the beasts of the field. Because this is the teaching of the reptilian. See, the Catholic Church believe in the Apostle Creed, and all Apostle Creed Church says it's all right for you to be gay, whatever you want to be. So when all of this was issued in, then it don't come issued in until you come to this 2500. Where we at in this 2500? Atmosphere, I still would have 2,400 year time period. It's hard to tell because we're so far out of time. The only thing we can go by is signs and symbols, and the signs is what me and you go by of what we're seeing with the weather, especially with the weather is the key sign, and the discovery of water on Mars. And see, we can know this here, the alignment of the May the 5th, 2000, the alignment of the major planets happened. And August the 12th, 2003, was the vortex opened. And 1997 began the age of Aquarius, not year 2000. And when we began the age of Aquarius, that lets you know that you're in the Anunnaki's age. The Anunnaki's always come at the age of Aquarius. And June the 6th, 2030, we're saying that June the 26th, 2030, we'll be in the atmosphere of Yah. You might see anything coming out the sky. See, another sign, see, when we get to 2030, If according to this time, might be before 2030, you're going to see something coming out the sky, homeboy. The Pope said,